Hey guys, this is Scott with Android Guys. I'm here with Luke.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Luke. I see you're reviewing a game here. Maybe it's like a little indie title.
Yeah, it's one of those that you might have heard of, maybe, if you are in the know.
Yeah.
No. This
is the opposite of that.
This is the exact opposite. So I'm talking about the newest, the new release for mobile. So This is a phone game. But this game is Apex Legends Mobile. So okay. Apex Legends, I mean, if you've been living under a rock, you might not know what it is, but it is one of the most popular video games out right now. Whether you're playing competitive as a competitive gamer, a casual gamer, a streamer, if you don't know what it is, chances are you're neighborhood kids or your kids or your nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whoever know what this game is. It is a arena shooter game. So the idea is it's a massive multiplayer battle arena game. So you start out with X amount of people on a map and you go down to the last person or the last squad standing.
Yeah.
And this game is, it's not a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
You're exploring this map. It's called World's Edge, and there's a bunch of different parts to it. There's parts with water, there's parts with lava, there's parts with mountains, and you're going through it. This is a first-person style game, so on mobile, that's a little different. We've seen first-person games, for a long time, but those don't tend to be the most popular mobile games because the control style is different.
Well, yeah, it's kind of hard to go with just flat screens,
right,
and not having like buttons you can put your fingers to,
right,
to just the way you hold it makes a difference.
Yeah. So I am not a person that plays a lot of first person shooters on mobile. I do play a lot of first person shooters on PC or on console, but mobile I don't. And I found it, as a game that is a real time fighting game where you're shooting other real people. There's no AI in the game, so it's all multiplayer, player versus player style. It is very tense.
Yeah.
As a first person shooter on mobile, because you're having to kind of learn how to hold your phone, at least for me, to be able to see what's coming.
Yeah.
And not move your there's times where, and I've played this, I don't know, probably all of maybe 2 or 3 hours. So I haven't put a ton of time in it, but in time, I'm guessing I would be more comfortable with moving around. But you're basically looking around with, you're moving with your left thumb, but then everything else is with your right thumb, whether it's looking up and down.
Yep.
And your gun crosshairs follows wherever you're looking. So you don't have to worry about looking and then aiming in a different direction. It's all follows your looking. But then you're also jumping or crouching or sliding or reloading or using an item all with your right hand.
And I'm looking at some screenshots of this, and I see that there are, probably 5 or 6, maybe more places that you can tap.
Yes.
On that screen.
Yeah.
And given that your finger or your thumb is not going to find any raised bumps, you're not going to know where to place. It's all, you have to look.
Right. Now, I think this game, it's definitely playable on any phone that can support it. It does require a little bit decent hardware. You're not going to be playing this probably on a cheaper phone or a phone if it's a couple years old. So you're going to want something that's pretty good, because the graphics are very good for a mobile game.
Mm-hmm.
But it would lend itself better, I think, to a phone, something similar to the Red Magic that has maybe some dedicated shoulder buttons.
Yeah, things you can map.
Or if you had a cradle for your phone that gives you kind of a controller or some buttons.
A Bluetooth accessory. Yeah.
I think that would help a lot in this game, because I think that would free up the screen a little bit and free up your fingers to, if you're back to a controller, in essence, it's going to feel a lot more comfortable to somebody that plays these style games on console.
Right.
All that being said, I gave this game a 3.5. It's a good game. It's a good representation of Apex Legends on the phone, on mobile. So feature wise, I gave it a 3, a little bit above average, because in the end, there's not much to the game. It's a battle arena. You go through, there's a whole bunch of different weapons that you can collect, and you can upgrade your weapons by finding, extended magazines or different scopes or whatever. And it has some of that. And then outside of the actual gameplay, there are all kinds of cosmetics and things to unlock, whether it's outfits or gun skins or banners for your character or different things you can track, whether it's how many kills you had or how many revives you had of your teammate or XYZ, whatever it is. There's a bunch of different things to collect, but there's really not many features to the game.
Sure.
Graphics and audio, I gave them both 4 because the game looks good. It looks very good for a mobile version of Apex Legends. It's got a good amount of shadow detail. Mm-hmm. It's not just sometimes you see in these ports to mobile where they pare it down and the graphics seem very flat compared to the console or the PC version. And this doesn't feel that much different. It is different, obviously, because it's not going to be your phone is not going to compute the graphics as well as a gaming PC, but it still looks great and it sounds just like the real game. It's you have those same characters, same voice lines, the guns sound the same, it's got the same music, everything. So that audio is good. Replay value, I gave it a 3 because, again, if you like this game, you'll play a lot of it, but there's really not much to it. You're not going to be playing to unlock different modes. You're not going to play and get more abilities for your characters or anything like that.
And that was something you even qualified, was saying that it's not something that you do on phone.
Yeah.
You do more on a PC, but if this is something that you do and you enjoy, I could see this being like your favorite one of these to play.
Oh, absolutely.
As opposed to we're not doing Fortnite anymore. We're over here this seems like, and that's the thing about scoring these is everything's subjective. This is this has a 4.4 in the Play Store.
Yeah.
So the Hive Mind thinks that this thing is
It's got
super incredible.
Well, it's got over 10 million downloads already. Yeah. And it was just released. The game was just released within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, it's huge.
Yeah.
And then to round it off, for ads and notifications, I gave it a 3.5 because it really doesn't interrupt you at all. Every once in a while, you'll get a notification of hey, this new event has started, or hey, there's a new thing available in the shop, but it's not telling you all the time, hey, get back in the game. Hey, come play. So that's nice. I will say that overall, I think this game, the one thing with these battle arena games or any kind of real-time PvP is the one thing about mobile games, at least for the average person, I'll say, is most of the time a mobile game is something you're doing when you have a second.
Sure.
Or when you have free time. Most times when you're playing a match, it's going to be around a 8 to 10 minute ordeal. And 8 to 10 minutes isn't a long time. But it's a lot more time than your average mobile game gets in a sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you'll play a game for, you know, while you're watching TV or something like that at night, you'll play a game on your phone and you might be playing for a couple hours. That's fine. But generally, if it's a true mobile game, you're going to be playing out and about, you know, where you're waiting in line somewhere or whatever. And in a game where it's not versus the computer where you can't just pause and leave, that's something to keep track of. You know, if you play a game of Apex Legends Mobile and get into a match, it's going to be 8 to 10 minutes. And that's probably if you don't make it all the way to the end. If you make it all the way to the end and you're one of the last people.
Could be a while.
You could be upwards of 20 minutes in a match. So that's going to be, time.
Mm-hmm.
And also your phone battery.
Yeah.
So it's just something to think about. I don't know if necessarily I don't always think about that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I did notice in playing that most of the time I was sitting down to play a match and then going, man, when is this thing going to be over? I just have to exit this now because I got to go, you know, let the dog out or something. You know, I'm too bad. I usually die way early. But yeah, overall, if you like Apex Legends, you're going to love this. It's going to be awesome. The one thing that I don't think transfers over is any of your unlocked skins or anything from the main game.
Oh.
So if you start on mobile, you're almost starting over, which can be just know that as
can be frustrating.
A player going in. Because you'll unlock characters as you level up, you'll get access to characters, and then some of them you can purchase unlocks early. But that's another little notice is don't expect all of your content and skins and all that to transfer over to your mobile version of the game.
Okay. I mean, it looks great.
Yeah.
And skimming the reviews, it seems to be EA has done a decent job with this thing, at least in the first 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 million installs and that kind of a review. So that is Apex Legends Mobile from Electronic Arts. Thanks for your time, Luke.
No problem.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.